Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a haiku hump day kind of night. We are now officially done with the Commanders talk. We are on, as Bill Belichick would say, back when he was still a good coach, on to Denver, and week 8.
I'm excited! This is a good time to be a Cowboys fan right now, man. I was thinking about that on the way in. I was like checking the temperature of the fans, kind of seeing where people are, just vibe and mood.
Yeah.
And
as it pertains to the Mavericks?
The Cowboys.
Oh, the Cowboys. Okay, yeah.
It's up and down. It's up and down after every week because they haven't been able to string two good weeks together. But I would say the vibes are as high as when they tied Green Bay. When you tied Green Bay, the vibes were high. Pickens was doing his thing. People were like, okay, maybe this team isn't as bad as I thought. And I would say right now, you beat the Commanders pretty soundly. The defense looks better.
I think it's a little more, I would argue it's even a little more encouraging and a little more.
And you got the trade talk stuff.
Well, that's just it.
Injury players coming back from injuries. Like, this week has been pretty positive from a Cowboys mood standpoint. Would you agree?
Oh, it's people are cautiously exuberant, would be the way I'd put it. Mm-hmm. Now, and I want to ask you this, 877-881-1053-8. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Go ahead and let us know how you're feeling about this Dallas Cowboys as we turn the clock off of the Commanders. Now we go and get excited about this Denver Bronco game on Sunday. 3:30 afternoon game on CBS, so I'm guessing you're going to get Romo and Nance.
There you go.
All right.
Have we had them this year? We're obviously at the game, so I don't hear the broadcast.
That's a great question. I don't know. Now, you and I will actually get to watch the game.
Because it's away.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, and what I mean by that is for, what was it? Well, although, I guess we were, where did you watch the Panther game at?
Panther
game. The crib?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't know?
It was a week ago. The crib.
Yeah.
The crib.
So, yeah. I did as well. Not yours, mine.
I was like, yeah, I didn't see you in the corner. Don't mind me. I made 6 eggs and I watched the game. I remember that.
That's it. No, because the Jets game we were at
the Star,
at the Star, and then the Bears game we were over at
Bearded Monkey.
So I will say I do like because we're doing the Specs tailgate show in the morning.
You like
from
that.
9 to noon? Love it.
You're a fan of that.
Love it. Not that I have anything against doing the show 6 to 9. Because we do get a lot more calls.
Yeah.
Obviously, post-game. Pre-game, it's whatever. People are kind of like...
Passively.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're doing church.
Picking up kids from soccer games.
Well, not necessarily a Sunday morning.
You don't think kids have soccer games on Sunday mornings? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the youth.
I don't think so. I think that's a Saturday thing. Not to say that there aren't... Now, I know there's baseball tournaments on Sundays during the summer, but I don't know how that works during...
Because all the coaches want to watch the game,
too. You know, so. I mean, that's what I'm saying, right? 877-881-1053. Are there any kids' sports going on Sundays? I say no during the school year, all right? Especially with football and middle school and everything else going on.
When the vibes were the lowest for the Cowboys season at what point? You've had 3 major marks. Trading Micah, losing to Carolina, and losing to the Bears. I think those would be the three possible ones. What would you say was the lowest point for Cowboys fan mood-wise, where you're like, you don't even want to talk about the Cowboys?
Carolina.
The Carolina game, you think, was the lowest point
Yeah.
this season.
Carolina, I think, was low because...
almost embarrassed to talk about them.
You just got just beat down, right? Well, like, I mean,
it was close. The Bears game, you got beat down.
No, but you got beat down in the sense of, well, the Bears just didn't have to. I mean, the Bears just threw all over the yard.
For me, I'm going to go the Bears. That would be my answer. Because that was embarrassing. You never were really in that game in the second half. And the Bears, we were still trying to figure out who they were. And you,
yeah,
and
but the Bears got weapons. And the Bears have got decent. I mean, look, no one's questioning DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, yeah. and Swift, yeah. and Loveland, and everybody else.
You also sure, lost CD that you know, game too.
Jacob Ray's probably over there. You know,
Carolina's was the most embarrassing.
Yeah.
But the Bears, you actually got throttled, and you lost CD Lamb that game. So I would say the vibes were super low that
they
week.
Were. But week three, you can come back from that.
Okay, so you're going Carolina.
Carolina told you what they were going to do.
So that was the lowest, you think?
Okay. Carolina came in and said, we're going to run all over you with your former player.
And the rookie that you wanted to draft.
And the rookie, which that's fine. They took you before. I mean, it's not like McMillan got to them and they passed on him. So I'm not mad at them for that. But your entire defensive, I mean, you had, let's put it this way. The offense still looked okay against the Bears. Well, no, as I was. It looked okay against Carolina, right? Except you just spit the bit in that one series. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Chicago, it was kind of like a collective, like, wow, this is what
the team didn't show
this
up.
Is what the Cowboys, this is what we were afraid of.
Yeah.
Carolina was that chance to say, okay, let's stack another win. All right, you beat a crummy Jets team, you stack this win, and then if you win next week, okay, we're on a three-game heater. Mm-hmm. Right? And so with the Carolina Panther game, it just felt like this is what y'all just can't get out of your own way.
And the vibes were the highest at what points? We have this week.
Oh, right now.
We had the Jets game and we had the Packers game being the highest vibes possibility. You're going this week?
Right, look, I'm basing it off of phone calls and I mean, look, nobody was excited. We had as many what are you guys excited about after the Jets game?
I would agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
It was the best start to finish because the score was 30-3 at half, yeah. and you looked dominant. But I don't think any Cowboys fan was like, oh, playoffs, here we come. We're
here
back.
Here we go.
It was, I think even most sane Cowboys fans were like, let me see it next week. And then we saw them play
like
Carolina.
Like at one point, CA and I had, and hell, Jake does the post-game Specs tailgate show with us. At one point, we had to tell people like, look, man, no one's saying this team's Super Bowl bound because of this win. We're yeah. just saying like, what do you want us to do? Cry
be
because
mad.
You beat the miserable lowly yeah. Jets? Like, again, win.
Would you say the Packers game was second highest vibes then?
I think the Packers game was just, you didn't know what to, it was like a wet dream. yeah. Okay, should I be excited? I mean, there were parts that I enjoyed, but then I had to wake up. So nobody knew how to feel
yeah.
after the Packers game.
But you
game.
Felt better than you thought you were going to at the end of the week. Because we thought we were going to get blown out by the Packers. Myself, you, everybody was like, Packers are going to put BTA to the Cowboys in their place.
I think I had them losing by a score. I don't think I had the Packers beating them as bad as everybody else did, but nobody had them winning. Let's call that what it is, okay? I mean, you felt relieved at the very least, like, huh, well, maybe this team could, maybe there is something to it. Maybe yeah. we're not going to go 5-12 this year, right? Of course, we didn't know that, you know, we were going to go 5-11-1 with a tie in the mix, but tell you all that to tell you this, Blake Elliott. That's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred. That's new guy Jake, aka Degenerate Jake.
I got plenty of text to read when you're done as well.
I don't. Let me read you what you know. Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah,
funny guy, bussing with the boys.
Former,
right?
Exactly. Former left tackle.
Tennessee Titans.
He tweeted this out today, and this to me is emblematic and a microcosm of kind of what everybody is thinking about this Dallas Cowboy team right now.
You got your vocab on early today.
Well, I already did the Mythical
emblematic.
High School Football Show.
Symbolic.
From Taylor Lewan.
And then you mess up his last name, Lewan.
Well, if you would shut up
you
and let me talk.
You just said it right.
You know, I'm trying to talk and you keep talking. I might be drinking the Kool-Aid right now, but after watching the Cowboys-Commanders game, I'm starting to believe the Cowboys are just one or two key defensive pieces away from being true contenders. And they have the draft capital to make it happen this year. Just my Wednesday thoughts. I reserve the right to change my mind at any time.
See, that's what we need to start saying. I reserve the right to change my mind. Don't hold what I said against me yesterday.
But look, he's saying what we're thinking.
Yeah. It's like, can I get excited? Is this because no one is questioning that the offense is not playoff caliber. Like, this offense is top one, top two, top three, at worst, the third best offense. And I think a lot of people would say the number one offense.
Yeah.
And remember, we were talking about, I was watching a clip yesterday of,
because you have no weak spot.
Our team here, our teammates, nobody believed in Schottenheimer for the most part. Nobody here at this station was like, let's go. You did. But a lot of people, myself included, me and CA were on the radio when it happened. Nobody was like, Schottenheimer, you're going to the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Jerry being cheap.
Yeah.
Jerry don't like paying coaches.
I would say 95% of people listening right now thought the exact same thing of like, why did we hire Schottenheimer? You haven't heard one
except
peep
about
that.
Except for a couple of us Chiefs fans from back in the day.
Shout out to you. But you haven't heard one peep about that. Clayton Adams. I think a lot of people were like kind of happy about it, but didn't know really
now,
what to think.
Okay, real quick, to your point, though, after the Jets game, he was probably the guy that everybody was loving up after the Jets game.
Shidey or Clayton?
No, Clayton Adams.
Yeah.
Remember, because you were playing you had four guys out
on the offensive line,
all right, and Javonte Williams went off, right? And so everybody was, Clayton Adams. And then, of course, he went and
Carolina.
Maybe
Jerry made a call. He said, hey, your price.
Clay, I'm going to have you go ahead and sit out this week. Okay? As a matter of fact, I want you sitting in with Eberflus. see if you can work with our boy. What's the D-line coach's name? White Cotton.
Yeah.
Cottontail. Maybe he sat with him that week.
Okay.
Who knows?
You asked if there was sporting events going on Sundays, and we've got plenty of texts.
Real quick, before you get into that, what were you about to say, though? Finish your point. You had a point that you were getting ready to get to about the Cowboys.
Well, that's kind of broad.
Mm.
I have a lot of points.
Mm.
Was I talking about the vibes?
I felt like you were going somewhere with it, though.
Oh, you're talking about how I started the show? Like my original vibes thing?
Literally a minute ago before we started talking about Clayton Adams.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No
one is saying that this offense isn't playoff caliber. There's been a lot of good things to come on the offensive side of the ball. And to Taylor's point that they're just one or two pieces away, the way that your offense is playing almost makes it where, maybe you don't need – you really need 6-7 pieces on your defense to make it playoff Super Bowl contender.
See, I disagree with that.
5-6. I'm saying you need more than one or two. But
– see, I think two pieces could change this entire dynamic.
No. You're not hearing me. Let me finish.
What?
You need 5-6-7 players in a vacuum just when you look at this defense to make it good. But – we're in reality where the offense is very good. So you don't maybe need your defense to be perfect. You don't need your defense to be number one in the league.
You just need it to be bend, don't break.
Thank you. So one or two pieces, to Taylor's point, might make it where if all some other guys play to the standard they did last week, and then you add an Overshown, you go and make a trade for a top edge rusher, you get Revel and a Butler and Kalen Carson back. Like, the culmination of it might make it where, this team is a fringe playoff team. So I hear Taylor's point. One or two pieces combined with the offense. Like, the offense can't be average and average defense. If the offense keeps playing at a top five level, then yes, maybe you're only one or two pieces away. But that obviously coincides with your offense playing really well.
And I don't think your offense is going to slow down anytime soon.
You hope not. I'm feeling good. There's no reason to think it wouldn't. I'm just, you know, stranger things have happened. You're going to get the real test this week, playing a team leading the league in sacks, the best corner in the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Nick Benito and those boys and Surtain are not going to make it easy on Dak. I promise you that.
You're going to need, I'm going to tell you right now. Here's one of my bold predictions. I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if Nate Brown outsnaps Terrence Steele on Sunday at right tackle.
Nate Brown?
Nate Thomas. Nate, what did I say? Nate Brown? Nate Thomas.
I would be surprised if Nate Brown outsnapped her because he's not on the team.
Nate Thomas. Nate Thomas. I don't know where I came up with Nate Brown. Nate Thomas.
So you're Terrence Steele propaganda? You're dropping it?
I'm not dropping. I mean, I still think he's a good run blocking right tackle. Okay. Look, I'm not saying.
We're just going to bring him in on run plays.
I'm not saying anything.
Hey, Steele, come in. We're running the ball, Steele.
I don't think I'm saying anything out of character here. He has struggled in the past game.
Yes.
Okay. And so that's what I'm saying. Nate Thomas, not Nate Brown. I don't know where the fuck.
A Freddie D special. Well, Fred's recalibrating over there. You guys text.
We got a delay now, huh?
We got the delay, yeah?
Specifically not in the first segment, Fred.
Do we have the delay?
We have the delay now,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Thank the Lord. Otherwise, that would have been our last show. Okay. I asked if you guys do any weekend activities, any Sunday activities. This is what people texted in. 432, travel soccer. 817, soccer games on Sundays. 682, fall ball, softball. Travel ball is year-round. 315, club soccer on Sundays. So it sounds like soccer happens on Sundays. 817, my daughter's softball tournament started at 10 a.m. this past Sunday.
That's crazy, dude.
All the time for club soccer. High school hockey on Saturdays and Sundays. Flag football goes on Sundays. That is true. I remember that. Select soccer is on Sundays. Just like travel baseball, we have travel soccer on Sunday mornings.
So it sounds like just a bunch of soccer and softball going on Sundays, essentially, is what they're saying.
Fred, these dang millennials ain't got no respect. They have Little League football and soccer on Sundays during church, and they wonder why we don't show up.
There's a great point for that. There's a great reason for that.
Yeah, I'm reading and everything is just about soccer.
From the 940, he officiates Pee Wee football.
Who is he?
Whoever the 940 is, I don't know. He's just saying that he officiates Pee Wee football.
Oh, okay.
Do you want him to put his name on it? Or?
Well, you said he, so you made it sound like he.
Yeah, I said the 940 said he officiates. I mean, I gendered him, okay? Yeah. So maybe it's a female.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we have female
but
officials?
From the 940, I mean, well, of course we can.
There we go then.
But I'm going to go out on a limb, given the demographics of our program, and say that's probably a dude.
Well, I think it's a girl.
940, let us know. What's your gender?
We've done this before. 817, well, Fred, did you get your sunglasses back yet? Social media guy, shout out to Josh. Brother here, love you guys.
How do you know that?
Well, social media guy's brother. Josh probably told him. What do you mean? How did he know that?
I mean, I didn't know. Hell, by the way, hey, man, Fred left his sunglasses. I mean,
that feels pretty hand in hand. How did he figure that out?
I didn't know that would be something. I mean, I don't know that I would share that.
You might say why, but you said how. I feel like the how is pretty obvious. It's
yeah,
his brother.
I didn't catch the first part. Mm. So when you say your glasses, I'm asking, how did he know that?
Okay, I'll read it again. Fred, did you get your sunglasses back yet? Social media guy, a.k.a. Josh.
Okay, I said here. How did he know that before anything finished? So, yes, I jumped the gun.
There you go.
Yes, I did. Thank you, social media guy's brother.
You know who it is. His name's Josh.
Of course I know who he is now. I caught the first part of the line. And so that's what I said. Who is this? Continue. What are we doing?
I'm reading the great text. Who were the starting receivers for the Commanders when the Cowboys played them?
No, look, no one's disputing that the Commanders. And that's why you got to go beat the Broncos. That's why we're in this weird place right now where I don't want to get too enamored with what's going on this week. Like the Max Crosby talk, the Jeffrey Simmons talk. You know, tweets came out today. Did you see the Raiders putting out their little Max Crosby? We love him. Yeah, BS.
Didn't the Browns do that with Garrett? Like, he'll never leave. He's a Brown for life.
Look, I am not going to buy any of this until Sunday at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and the Cowboys have won a football game.
Agreed. I do not care what the score is. You could win
14-12-9. I don't get beat them 12-11. The Cowboys have to show that they can beat a playoff caliber team. You and I said this last night. What's the record of the teams they've beaten so far? 5-17 or yep. something crazy like yep. that? I mean, you've beaten the Jets, who are winless.
The New Jersey teams.
The Giants, who have only won 2 games. So that's 12. 6. They're 5-16 is the record. Or wait, 5? No. Yeah, 5. And yeah, because the Commanders have only won 3 games. They're 3-4.
Yep.
So 5-16 is the record. You beat Denver on Sunday in Denver.
In Denver, it's cold.
In Denver,
high altitude.
Okay, now I can start to buy that. You know what? You add something because this Denver offense isn't terrible. Now the run game isn't great.
Started Courtland Sutton this week in fantasy.
That makes more sense than starting Luke McCaffrey. I'll give you that. I will give you that. Luke McCaffrey gave you nothing, and I think it's kind of funny. Somebody liked Blake's story today.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Somebody liked Blake's story. We'll get an update on who that was. In fact, we're going to hear from this person.
Now,
we didn't hear from him liking Blake's story, but we will hear from him as he spoke to the media today, first time in a long time. And we need an update. We need an update. Yesterday evening, Blake did a fair foul where he creepily sent out 10 just random texts to random women in his life. All 10 shot him down. Then he shot out 4 more yesterday afternoon in the last hour of the show. What happened to those 4? Let's find out next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.